This is Pontech.net. I'm Jason Lopez of Pontech News, and this is the second part of three covering Mark Kwame's keynote speech at the AdTech 2006 conference held in San Francisco. Kwame is a partner at Sequoia Capital, and he knows a thing or two about advertising. It was Kwame who inspired the creation of the AdTech conferences. He says that internet media is surpassing the best that TV, radio, and print can deliver, not just in attracting audiences, but in content creation itself from professionals and users.
We were fortunate enough to be investors in YouTube, and I think this is just tells us a little bit of the phenomenon that's happening on the net. This company started by three former PayPal engineers in February of 2005, so just a little over a year ago, okay? In March of this year, they're now serving over 30 million videos a day. Okay, the average viewers are spending 30 minutes a day watching YouTube videos. I got to tell you, I go into my son's room. He's watching YouTube videos. Okay, there's just a ton of stuff on there. 30,000 new uploads a day. I'm going to talk about user-generated content because for advertisers, it's a wonderful thing. So they effectively have a 4.0 Nielsen rating. Okay, guess what? They're almost twice the rating as MTV. The viewership is phenomenal. Okay, I mean, what is happening now is we are changing our habits, and you're going to start seeing big advertisers like Procter & Gamble and the automobile companies going towards this medium. And now with broadband, you can do branding. And so for all, you know, I used to always have these arguments with my creative directors at CKS, you know, oh, the internet, you can't do great creative, yada, yada, yada. You know, and then Google came out and text ads, you know, creative's dead. No, it's not. I actually think, I was reading some statistics, many of you guys probably know this more than I do, but I was reading some statistics recently that CPM advertising, branded advertising on the internet's growing faster than text-based, search-based advertising. It's growing like crazy. And the need for inventory is huge. My understanding is Yahoo Video is like sold out for the next 3 or 4 months. Okay? So that's what's going on in the media space. But at the end of the day, advertisers want to sell something. Okay? And people are buying things on the internet. I was going to read this whole thing to you. Since we're limited on time, about 2.2% of retail sales are going on the net right now. So compare that to Korea. Okay, we have 80% of the U.S. Populations on the internet compared to 75% in Korea. Broadband is about 30% of households and growing. Okay, Korea is 68%. But something very, very, very important is in Korea, I get 20 megabits to the home. Here, we're lucky if we get a megabit and a half. Okay, 1.5 megabits. If you have a chance, go to a Korean e-commerce site. It will blow your mind. Okay, you're talking about web pages that are megabytes and megabytes of size. You can create an immersive experience that you can't create today here in the United States. 30% of retail is being done on the internet in Korea. Okay, now you could just slough that off and say, oh, that's because it's a small city-state or a small country and easy to get delivery, so on and so forth. As Susan mentioned, we're investors in a company called Zappos. Zappos is growing tremendously because they're able to get products to their consumers. If they order at a certain time, they can get them to, in many cases, you'll get an upgrade and get it to on your doorstep by 10 a.m. the next morning. So ad spend online is about the same, which is it doesn't surprise me completely because, we are a much more advertising-centric economy. But take a look at these numbers. Now imagine if the United States just had 20% of retail online. We would create $1.2 trillion of revenue for companies. Okay? That's why I'm very aggressively looking at e-commerce companies. Okay? I think you can make a ton of money selling stuff online. But more importantly, for us media folks out there, is you need to come up with new and unique campaigns for these commerce companies. Okay? Why don't you do, why isn't there more MDFs and other kinds of promotional type tactics done on a lot of these websites? I think that can be done. Okay? The other thing is, I think there is a big opportunity in new technologies to go get to these consumers. Okay, we recently invested in a company called Popular Media that allows you as e-commerce companies to create full viral campaigns and tell a friend campaigns on the back end after people consume, after people buy things. Okay, we've also invested in an RSS company called SimpleFeed that allows you to then communicate with those guys, those folks, very easily and effectively. So there's a lot of things that can be done in and around this space. So what's the fuel for media? Well, we've talked about the things that, okay, things are happening in the advertising world. Things are going to go to the internet. We've talked about commerce is happening more and more on the internet. There's one of the big things I always saw when I was at CKS that always I couldn't figure out was the cost of creating the content in an internet world was so expensive compared to the old world. Because in the old world, you just, you created a 60-second or a 60-minute show or a 30-minute show is very linear. Okay, in an internet or in an interactive world, you have to create all these different ways. You have to create 10x more content. I mean, a good friend of mine is the CEO of Activision, Bobby Kotick, tells me, today it's getting to the point now where a new video game costs more than a major motion picture to create because all the content they have to create. Well, guess what? User-generated content is giving us the ability to have a ton of content out there for us to advertise. As I mentioned before, YouTube is getting 30,000 new videos a day just from you and me uploading videos. Okay, that gives us content that we can then attach advertising messages to. So we all talk about how, the other fuel is advertising. Okay, more and more and more folks are advertising on the internet, and that's going to create more and more and more opportunity.